This is KCUR 89.3. When Quentin Lucas was elected mayor of Kansas City, Missouri earlier this year, he promised to address violent crime and tackle the city's affordable housing crisis. Today marks 100 days in office for Mayor Lucas, and he says he's feeling good about his progress. KCUR's Lisa Rodriguez sat down with the mayor to talk about what he has accomplished so far and what remains unfinished.
How are you feeling 100 days in?
You know, I'm excited. I'm excited about the opportunities we have in Kansas City. I think we've been able to push through some very helpful legislation. And here's the thing. You know, when I was running for office, I talked about a few key issues. Public safety, which I think we've done a lot to address. Housing and affordable housing. Access to healthy, safe, and quality housing. That is affordable. That's something that we've been able to introduce very recently. And I think, frankly, having good transparency with sharing what we're up to each day. And so that's what we continue to do. And another thing that I've been, as you've probably seen, is I've been out there. I've been present in every part of Kansas City, Missouri, frankly, throughout the region.
You mentioned throughout the campaign and on Inauguration Day that public safety and addressing violent crime is number one most important. You've passed some legislation on that front. What's next on curbing violent crime?
I'm proud that our banning of firearms possession for minors is something that's been copied in St. Joseph and Independence and is being talked about in Columbia and St. Louis and Springfield. I mean, that's really making a change, not just in Kansas City, but throughout our region. And then something else I've talked about a lot in the public safety arena is how are we actually addressing those who have had those skin-to-bullet hittings, right? There are about 400 people this year in Kansas City who are going to survive gunshots. Those 400 people, are we talking to them? Are we giving them the trauma resources they need? Are we looking at long-term issues that actually help stem that type of retaliatory violence that we see too often from those who have been victims or their families or their communities? How are we addressing that sort of systemic challenge? That's really our next big goal, and that's something we want to address to change the problem.
You did say on Inauguration Day that you'd like to, within your first 100 days, follow through on your promise to pardon marijuana offenses. Yep. Where does that stand today?
So we have done all the research in my office in terms of how you do it legally. There are a few things that are a challenge. One, the pardon really just kind of commutes the sentence that you have, but most people are actually past that point of their sentence. The expungement does you much better because it actually allows you to not have to answer the question as to whether you've had a marijuana offense. It expunges your record of it. To the extent there's been any challenge or delay for us, it's that we're actually trying to find a way that we can grant mass expungements as well.
Another priority in your first few months was finding money to fill a $75 million housing trust fund to help build up Kansas City's stock of affordable housing. Where does that stand? Have you identified more funds to fill it?
I'll be a Bengal tiger. I'm so excited about it because we have. And here's the thing. Like our anti-violence platforms, we've realized that, you know, rare is it that you actually just get everything in a day. What we have identified is roughly $42 million of available funds that would help support our housing trust fund resources. Those are largely coming from a mix of sources. The Community Development Block Grant, looking for resources from the Central City Economic Development Sales Tax, and frankly, cobbling together a lot of the different housing resources we have in Kansas City.
I can't believe that I'm saying this already, but it's nearly pothole season again. Oh, and we talked a lot about potholes over the election. And you talked about having a plan, an infrastructure plan in place that's not reactionary. Yeah. Are we ready for potholes?
Here's the thing. I believe that we're not necessarily where we need to be yet. I know that we have continued to try to fill potholes throughout the city. I think council continues to work towards long-term road repair programs and initiatives. I'm going to be meeting with public works staff this week in connection with how are we ready. But the fundamental issue with potholes and road upkeep is that they're not just acts of God, but they are the result of poor planning, the result of deferred infrastructure. They're the result of us not upholding our promises to spend GO bond money and capital improvement sales tax money on long-term upkeep of existing infrastructure in Kansas City.
That was Kansas City Mayor Quentin Lucas. He spoke with KCUR's Lisa Rodriguez as he observes his first 100 days in office.